I'm Grigori Karpin from Simply Creative People, the podcast where we discuss GUIs, canons, and stories from the SCP Wiki, and we try to recommend things for all fans of the Wiki, new and old. Look for us on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts. Visit the show page at anchor.fm/simply-creative-people, or follow us on Twitter at SIMCREAT.
I'm Kelsey.
I'm Cassie.
And I'm Nolan from SCP Weekly. We bring you news from on-site and off-site.
And we share your love for the creative community that surrounds the SCP Wiki.
Join us on Tuesdays for new episodes, wherever you listen to podcasts, or on YouTube at SCP Weekly.
The file you are about to hear has been thoroughly scrutinized by the Ethics Committee and approved by the O5 Council for release to trusted associates of the Foundation. This is SCP Unredacted.
Head feels fuzzy. Can't think straight. Was I concussed? Sylvia's not gonna be happy. Where am I? I can't tell now from then. I'm in the backyard of my childhood home. I'm in a cold and muddy war zone. A cool breeze pierces the humid summer air. My fingers are numb against the snowy ground. 3 years old. How old am I now? I'm staring down at a mangy squirrel, its legs twitching uselessly on its side. I'm staring up at a mangy man, his axe soaked with blood. They look at me, their thoughts inscrutable. I crouch down, wanting to check if the squirrel's okay. I scramble back, wary of the man's intentions for me. I feel a sharp pain in my right palm. I feel a sharp pain in my left foot. The squirrel bit me. The bastard's twisting my ankle with his boot. Everything goes dark. I don't know how much time has passed after I awaken. I'm in my bedroom, my mother pressing a cool cloth against my head. I'm in what looks like a throne room, shoved onto my stomach by someone behind me. She looks relieved that I'm awake. I feel nothing but contempt from the eyes that are on me. Her voice is gentle. Their voices are guttural and filled with rage. I've been out cold with a fever for almost a week. I can see it's nighttime now. My mother wasn't sure I was going to wake up. I'm grabbed roughly by the back of the neck. She sat by my bedside every day, praying for me to open my eyes. I'm now in front of a stern, one-eyed man. The doctor walks in a few moments later. He scrutinizes me and then recoils in his chair. Nobody says a word for what feels like an eternity. The doctor says that my vitals are clean. No sign of infection or anything. The one-eyed man dismisses everyone else in the room. The only sign the squirrel had ever been there was the scar on my hand. He gets up off his chair and kneels down in front of me. He places his hand on me. He tells me that I'm lucky to be alive. He says something to me, a word, or maybe even a name. I could have gotten an infection, or worse, rabies. I try to tell him that I don't understand what he's saying, but I can't get any words out. I'm just happy to see my mother smiling at me. My head hurts too much for me to form coherent words. Wait. Things are clearing up now. I can feel the pull. The tug. That means I'm going home. My mother's smile seems sadder now, for some reason. The one-eyed man looks panicked, afraid, as I start to shift. It's time to go home. After the hand's healers tend to me, I ask Sylvia a question. What is Ratatoskr?
Thank you for listening. If you like what you hear, join my Discord community, hire me on Fiverr, or help support me by becoming a patron for as little as $3 a month. Regardless of tier, all patrons get early access to every single episode. The links are in the description. I don't have the talent it takes to write a skip. All I do is read. Original authors make this podcast possible, so credit to the original author. Their links in the description. Show them some love as well. Consider becoming a member of the SCP Wiki. Upvote their work, and maybe write a skip of your own. Maybe I'll read it here someday. You never know if you never try. The content of this podcast and content relating to the SCP Foundation, including the SCP Foundation logo, is licensed under Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0, and all concepts originate from scpwiki.com and its authors. This recording, being derived from this content, is hereby also released under Creative Commons ShareAlike 3.0.
Hey there, this is DJ Skip, host of Foundation After Midnight Radio, coming to you from the only third shift broadcast for personnel by personnel. Be sure to tune in wherever you listen to podcasts to not miss out on containment news and community announcements from within the Foundation.